Time to say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. Mayor, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
A week from today, Mayor, is September 1st.
Wow. Primary day.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Wow. It's closing in quickly here for sure.
It sure is, yeah.
Had a great discussion yesterday with Superintendent Kevin Mulvey, Assistant Superintendent Aaron Perkins, and they are full school year mode right now.
Dynamic duo. Yes, they sure are. I know schools close in the summer, but the work continues. They're going to do a lot of adjustment, filling slots. You get unexpected retirements, and those that are expected, you got to get all that lined up. And there's always adjustments because you get the ebb and flow of the enrollment, you know. But as you know, we get an outstanding school system, and both Superintendent Mulvey and Assistant Superintendent Perkins do an excellent job leading the crew.
Yeah, they've had a busy summer. There's something like 2,000 students in the different summer programs, so they were busy all summer long for sure.
They were, yes. They were, and we appreciate the educators that commit to that each summer. It's a great opportunity for kids to continue to expand their learning base. And the other piece too is Paul Hines and his team. Public buildings are always busy in the schools in the summertime, making adjustments and making repairs and things that you wouldn't normally be able to do while the school's in session. So a lot going on in the schools. And of course the custodial team does a great job when the kids show up. The floors are shiny, everything is spotless and clean. So it's a busy time of year.
Yep. We talked a lot about the new electronic devices policy and the procedures that will be taken to make sure students aren't distracted during school. That must have been a pretty major investment for the city.
It is. I know other districts are looking at the same thing. A few have done it ahead of us. But, it's getting out of control, honestly. All you'd have to do is drive around seeing these young people in crosswalks or not even looking up and crossing and talking and to whoever's on the other end of that device, not paying attention to the surroundings. And, the other aspect, as we know, is that there's an argument and there's all kinds of lawsuits around about how addictive this is to young people. And it's certainly a great device. There's some really good things that come out of it, but there's also, like with anything else, there's a lot of negative to it as well. And, with AI and everything else going on, we're trying to teach our kids to critically think and to learn the love of learning. So these things can be helpful, but they also can be a major distraction.
Sure, sure. Mayor, I was hoping we could talk a little bit this morning about the retirement of DPW Commissioner Al Grazioso and the appointment of a new DPW Commissioner.
Sure. Al Grazioso was an outstanding, he's still got a week to go, a few days, I guess, but he's really, really an outstanding, pardon me, public employee. He worked as a purchasing agent under Jim Sheets. He worked in the Cahill administration, in the Treasury, and then the lottery, and then, of course, we brought him back, and operations in my office, then he became the Public Works Commissioner. Public Works is a major component of city government. I mean, the roads, the pipes, it never ends. That it's 24/7, around the clock. There's always issues, as you know, whether it's water main breaks, whether it's snow, you name it, backup sewer. Now, there's a lot to it, and a lot of planning goes into it, working with the other utilities, planning out the road repairs and sidewalk repairs, and just dealing with day-to-day issues that pop up. And so it's a big job, and Al's done an outstanding job. He's a good leader. He's been a great manager. He's well-respected, and, no one will outwork him. So a little sad to see Al move on, but I'm also very happy for him. He's got a big family, a lot of grandkids. I'm sure he's got some other things he wants to do. So wish Al well. Of course, Ed Grennan's been heading up the traffic, parking, and lighting department for a number of years now, and Ed's a Quincy kid and locally grown, came up to the rec programs, Quincy Public Schools, has really proved himself in the role as traffic, parking, and lighting, that he's an effective leader and manager. So I think one of the things I do brag about, Joe, is that we've built a pretty good farm system in government. Over the last several years, we've brought a lot of young people into government, Normally they wouldn't look at it. But I've heard from a number of them, some of them that were started with in the private sector, that love being part of a mission. They love being part of a vision. They love to contribute to their own city. Whereas some of the private sector jobs, it's just all about the bottom line. So, you know, we have a great city. We have a good team. Ed Grennan has been a valued member of that team, so now he'll be becoming the new Department Public Works Commissioner, and I look forward to working with him.
Yeah, and you've moved up Allie Luff from traffic engineer to the TPAL director, right?
Allie's another great employee. Yes, it wasn't easy trying to find a traffic engineer a few years back when we scored Allie, and she's been outstanding. She knows her craft. Another good manager, just rolls his sleeves up to get things done. And it was only natural for her to slide up into Ed's spot. So we're excited for both of them. They've been tremendous employees and leaders. So this is the natural next step for each of them.
Will there be a new traffic engineer appointed?
Yes, you know, we're looking at that now. We just hired a gentleman this past year who I believe we'll probably move up, but we'll see what happens the next few weeks.
Okay, very good. I was wondering, Mayor, if you'd had any time to kind of sift out how the cuts to this year's budget have affected the services that the city provides.
No, I think everybody has stepped up to make sure we don't miss anything for the residents of the city. So, you know, I think we're, you know, and it's early in the budget too, Joe. So, mm-hmm. Don't necessarily know until you get through the year where we are numbers wise. I mean, every year it's a you know, based on the previous year, so it's a pretty good guesstimate. But things come up and things happen. So, so far so good.
Any priorities with the city council going forward? They'll be meeting in a couple of weeks.
Yes, coming back for summer break, and you know, I'm sure we'll have some items for them, and I'm sure they'll have some items for me.
Okay. But fireworks before then.
Indeed.
The real fireworks.
Real fireworks.
Yes.
It's part of, and we, you know, we do fireworks pretty well, as you know, Joe.
Yes.
For a long time in the city. But as part of the 250th, we identified Labor Day weekend, and, you know, obviously we have great history, and this community has contributed dramatically to that history with the Adamses and the Hancocks and so many others. But there's also the history of the men and women who literally built this city and built this country, whether it was the granite workers, the shipbuilders, the machinists back then, today all the trades, you know, you get on the list, electrical, plumbing, pipe fitters and painters and carpenters and sprinkler fitters and laborers. I mean, go on and on, these men and women that you know, build the buildings that we've seen gone up in our city, both public and private. So we thought it was a nice idea to pause naturally on Labor Day and thank the men and women who built this country and continue to do so.
So this will be Sunday, September 6th, 8 p.m., right along Wollaston Beach.
Yeah, right on the heart of Quincy Bay. So there's plenty of places to view all along the beach, or certainly see it from Marymount, Adam Shore, and Squanum. In other areas. So, it's a nice tip of the hat.
And a couple of...
Let people know. Not everyone goes away Labor Day weekend, so mm-hmm. This is a great thing for those that are around.
Yeah, and two local companies stepped up to co-sponsor.
Yes, I want to thank John Fish of Suffolk and Lee Kennedy with Lee Kennedy Company. Both of them helped the Quincy Foundation to sponsor the fireworks. So they both are major contractors doing... Lee Kennedy's doing the Squanum School, John Fish, they're doing the police headquarters. They're just about finished, almost finished.
Sure. Mayor, I couldn't not ask you about your reaction to the Supreme Court ruling last week regarding the statues for the public safety complex.
Certainly disappointing, Joe. Mm-hmm. You know, not surprised, being Massachusetts. There probably hasn't been a conservative judge appointed Massachusetts in 50 years, so I'm not surprised by it. Disappointed by it. At the end of the day, they made it about the religious aspect of it. I truly believe it's been about the police and their connection to Michael and the fire and their connection to Florian, like Florian Hall. So I think they missed the point, but it is what it is. The lawyers are looking at our options at this point. and we'll have more to say at some point later.
Is there a contingency plan if eventually they're not allowed on the building?
I always have a plan B and C, Joe, but not going to share it at this time.
Okay, very good.
But I knew you'd ask.
couldn't not ask. I understand you were on the links yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, Joe.
Are there pictures, Mayor?
I hope not.
Okay.
The Mayor's Cup, which sat on the sheets, gosh, in the early 90s, used to be at the President's Golf Course. It's been a continued tradition, and we created the Quincy Foundation, and the money goes into the foundation. The foundation then helps with public events, Christmas Parade, Flag Day Parade, helps with certain charities, and it's been a good thing. And with Quarry Hills under the lease, we don't pay any fees for the day, so we do very well. We're grateful to all the sponsors and all the participants, and of course we had an absolute 10 of a day yesterday, so the weather was spectacular up there. It's a beautiful spot, and, you know, we're not a big city, but we get three golf courses within our city, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
especially for those that like the game.
Absolutely, yeah. Appreciate your time, Mayor. Next time we chat, it'll be September.
Yep, September and primary day.
That's right.
Folks, get out and vote.
Yeah, early voting is underway this week at City Hall. Mail-in ballots, last day to request them today, actually. So if that's what you want to do, do it quickly. And then,
Absolutely. Of course,
go to the polls next Tuesday.
It's unusually early this year, so I hope people do pay attention.
Yes, absolutely. Good to talk to you, Mayor. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the day.
You too.
Sure.
Yep, bye-bye.